Sa kusina ng Sofitel Hotel sa Sydney, ang Michelin chef na si Xavier Mathieu ay tila nasa langit dahil ginagawa niya ang pinakamalapit sa kanyang puso, ang pagluto ng pagkaing French at nakikipagtalo ng buong puso sa kahalagahang mapanatili ang kahulugan ng lutuing Pranses.
Avant tout, c'est les saisons, de suivre les saisons.
The most important thing is to respect the seasons and of course traditional recipes.
Ipinaliwanag ng food writer na si Michael Simons kung bakit kilala ang mga Pranses sa galing ng pagluto.
If you want subtlety in a kind of temperate climate cooking, they've been doing it well for a long time and have a lot of technique and training and knowledge of ingredients that makes their food very good.
Ngunit para sa mga dalubhasa sa pagkain, nakikita nila kung bakit kailangang magsagawa ng kampanya ang pamahalang French na itaguyod ang lutuing Pranses sa ikalawang taon sa kampanyang tinatawag na Good France. Sinabi ni Michael Simons, naging biktima ng sarili nilang tagumpay ang mga Pranses.
They've been so successful. Other people have adopted their tricks and have tried to do better. And chefs are sharing their secrets a great deal. So you have a global high-end style, which I guess we call contemporary or something here.
Ngunit ang atwiran ng Michelin Star awardee na si Monsieur Mathieu dahil sa globalisasyon, partikular ng pagkalat ng iba't ibang lutuin sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo, di na gaano katangi-tangi at natatangi ang lutuing French.
Non, au contraire. Au contraire, la gastronomie française.
On the contrary, globalization has been a way for French gastronomy to get better and export French cuisine outside the country.
Parmi les autres arts qu'on trouve en France.
Ang Bistro Gavroche ay bago sa Sydney. Sinabi ng head chef na si Frederick Colleen, maingat siyang umaasang magiging matagumpay ang restaurant.
But the classical dishes, you know, remain as the classical dishes. Tradition remain tradition. This restaurant is set up, you know, to be a timeless restaurant, not to be a concept. So we do like, you know, traditional onion soup here. We do the pâté en croûte, which is like, you know, we have a strong heritage of charcuterie and cold cuts in France.
Magtatagumpay nga ba ang kampanyang Good France sa Australia? Para sa chef at manunulat na si Gabriel Gatte, nakikita niyang mahaharap ito sa malalaking hamon.
Australians don't always understand subtle flavors at the same way as the French or the Chinese do. So they want a big statement with a big spice, a little bit too much sugar. You know, like the drinks are becoming sweet, the wines are sweet, the wines are very big. It's just, to be honest, it's an Americanization of this part of the world.
Ngunit para sa French Ambassador sa Australia, Christophe Lucotier, panatagang loob niyang may lugar at oportunidad para sa lahat.
So you have here, for instance, in Sydney, excellent chef and excellent restaurants with a great cuisine based on fusion, Asian influences, Western influences, and that makes Sydney a very good place in terms of restaurants. But on the other end, the old world, the old French cuisine is more alive than ever.